I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Weatherizing your home, installing rooftop solar panels, or switching to an electric heat pump can cut both your energy bills and your carbon pollution. But getting started can feel overwhelming.
Especially when you're talking about, for example, making an upgrade in your home. How do you do that? How do you find the most efficient appliance? How do you apply for like rebates, or how do you finance that project?
Melody Ortega, a community organizer in Minneapolis, says getting information can be especially hard if you do not speak English. So she helped bring together a group of bilingual Latina community members. And together, they got trained and certified as community energy ambassadors through the Clean Energy Resource Teams Initiative. They learned about energy efficiency, solar power, heat pumps, and electric vehicles, as well as rebates, incentives, and financing options. Ortega says the group of trainees included a real estate agent, a contractor, and an educator.
Everyday folks who are not necessarily working in the energy field or in the environmental field,
but who are trusted members of the community, who people turn to for advice and information, so they can help more Latina residents learn how to reduce their utility bills and cut carbon pollution. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey there, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this a 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. So, programming note, right off the top of the show, this is, I cannot believe I'm saying this, this is our last regular programming for 2025. Next week, 1 week from now, we will be doing my absolute favorite show out of the entire year. It will be our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums and honorable mentions for the year. And then 2 weeks from now, we will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza. So lots of programming. Once all of that is done, we're going to be taking a well-needed short winter break. So to stay in touch and know all about programming here on Girly So Groovy, don't forget to check out our socials. Facebook, we're simply Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. Instagram, even easier, GSG Radio. But let's talk about the here and now. Coming up in the first hour, side A of this mixtape, I've got music on the way from Sleigh Bells, Tegan and Sarah. Music on the way from Bikini Kill, Sleater-Kinney, Taco Cat, The Beths. music coming up from Laura Jane Grace, the Dresden Dolls. But we are going to kick off the entire 2 hours with a voice that we absolutely love here on Girly So Groovy, Ezra Furman. She could be described as a folk punk provocateur. The Chicago trans musician writes raw, achingly sentimental songs. Well, it was back in the spring on her latest 10th album, Goodbye Small Head, Ezra Furman finds a way to queer the edges of pop traditions to make something significantly her own. I felt it only fitting, if this is the last regular episode for 2025, that we would kick off the full 2 hours with what our motto has been for nearly 25 years, dedicated to the women who rock. And Ezra Furman is certainly in that camp.
Day.
Knowing that next week we will be counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2025, I thought there is no way we could not do this episode without honoring last year's reigning number one queen, trans punk icon Laura Jane Grace, right there with Hole in My Head. She came in as the number one album for 2024 with the album Hole in My Head. So I just thought, let's make sure we do a shout out and nod to the winner from last year. Still not sure who will be that number one winning album for 2025. The music nerd in me is really kind of waiting to the last minute to consume as much music as I possibly can before the year is over to make that informed decision again. That's going to be next week. Top 10 best albums of the year and honorable mentions. In the middle, I was all set to play the Dresden Dolls, but I had a last minute change and thought, let's go right to the heart of the Dresden Dolls, Amanda Palmer herself. From her album Theater is Evil, we heard the song Lost from Amanda Palmer, and then we kicked off the full 2 hours with Ezra Furman from her latest album, Goodbye Small Head, released back in May. We heard the song Jump Out. All right, up next, where are we going? I know we're going to continue this indie rock sound. Oh, I know, indie rock alternative singer-songwriter Kate Davis right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Watch me.
When the patriarchy's got you down and you just want to rock out, well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. And that is what we did in the last half hour and what we will continue to do in the next half hour here on the program. Seattle punk pop band Taco Cat. The Joke of Life is the song. It is from their most recent album, This Mess Is a Place. In the middle, the Beths. It was back in 2014 that four University of Auckland jazz majors formed a band based on their love of hook-filled indie rock. Over a decade and now four albums later, the Beths are back with their latest album, Straight Line Was a Lie, released back in the summer. The album proves to be one of their most personal yet. We heard the song No Joy. Again, Straight Line Was a Lie from the Beths. And then kicking things off, it is indie rock alternative singer-songwriter Kate Davis. People Are Doing is the name of the song. That's also from her most recent album, Fishbowl. Again, Kate Davis. Like I say, we're going to continue rocking away here on Girly So Groovy. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, I've got Sleater Kinney, Tegan and Sarah, Sleigh Bells, Bikini Kill. But up next, a band that I am excited to share with you here on Girly So Groovy. The hip and hyper Nashville punk band Snooper dish up hook heavy indie rock with a frenetic pulse influenced by electronics. Snooper's second album, Worldwide, released on Jack White's Third Man Records, delivers seriously playful anthems of disconnection and overwhelm and all the punk rock ways you want them to. Snooper up next here on Girly So Groovy.
We're sorry. All of our records are subsumed within other customers.
Accumulation, fixation, not much left to adore. All that could be, you should see what we're trying to ignore. I've got views, new interviews, no different than before. I'm circumcised.